You made an interesting point when you mentioned that in Turkey, there have been issues in terms of ensuring that the refugees who actually enter Turkey are real refugees and that they're not going to pose a threat to the citizens of Turkey. Here, we don't have that problem as a result of not only ensuring that we know who is coming in, but the government clearly has established guidelines and follows those guidelines. So I think the focus moving forward should be on what services, what programs, what policies should be implemented in order to better serve the needs of these refugees. A lot of experts and a lot of scholars, academics, and individuals who have been involved in studying refugees have made the comment that focusing on what more can be done should be what our society does. And oftentimes, it's good to have various players involved in assisting in the process of helping these refugees. In one of my last interviews, I made the suggestion that the government should work closely with various organizations and associations in helping these refugees. At the same time, having people who have had experience from the ground up helping these individuals is not only useful, but it's perhaps an effective way of establishing a long-term strategy. As time progresses, more refugees are coming in, and the focus should be on not necessarily the quantity, but the quality of the services that are currently being provided to the refugees. And certain associations and organizations, such as the NATO Association of Canada, is heavily involved in establishing these conferences, roundtables, and various events that focus on providing the community and the citizens of Canada with a chance to talk about some of these issues. I think that an open dialogue is not only necessary, but important moving forward. Oftentimes, people will have their own ideas as to what are some of the challenges associated with having these refugees come in. At the same time, by providing people with a chance to be engaged in an open dialogue, you will hear certain perspectives as to what more can be done. Now, different people have different opinions as to what should be done, but I think it's oftentimes useful to look at some of the policies that have been implemented by countries such as Germany and certain regions in Europe. Seeing what has worked and what has not worked is a useful way of seeing what more can be done and what should be avoided here. Now, what would you say that the NATO Association of Canada should do in order to further educate the public about the Syrian crisis and Turkey?
So just going back on a couple of points that you made, you know, the presenters at the conference stated that they actually were thankful of Canada taking on a number of refugees, thousands, in fact, because they recognized that geographically, of course, Canada is not an immediate neighbor to Syria and to other parts of the world that are facing this crisis. And this, of course, you know, leads to the fact that the aid or the nature of the aid that will be provided to these refugees and the approach that will be given by Canada may be different than that provided by Turkey or, as you in fact stated, Germany. At the same time, in terms of progressively taking a look at the crisis, you know, the conference included a discussion on the fact that, you know, Dr. Kanat, for example, and Dr. Gologuluk were interested in the next piece of discussion in Turkey. And that was pointed out is at what point does a nation give citizenship to a refugee? What factors are looked, you know, in giving them citizenship? They didn't state necessarily what these factors would be, but realistically, when a crisis goes on for years and people have to settle in a new country, in another country, then at what point, what factors are taken into consideration, you know, and they brought that to light. I thought that was an important point, and as you said, that's a progressive approach to this matter. How can we U.S. international community better approach or engage these matters. In terms of your immediate question as to what associations like the Native Association can do to further this discussion, well, I think conferences like the one that was held, in fact, on the 19th are a great way to create awareness. For example, in Toronto, and to bring communities together, the Turkish Canadian community and the Canadian community as a whole, that's important. It actually is an international discussion because it's an international matter. At the same time, also important is the fact that conferences like this, can take place in more than one location. For example, we're discussing this in Toronto, but at the same time, I believe that the Consul General of Turkey had asked or brought Turkish television to the conference, and I thought that could expand where this discussion goes.
Yes, so the Consul General of Turkey was heavily involved in this conference. He did express interest in having an open dialogue, and there were a lot of individuals from the government, from Turkey, who attended this conference. I primarily worked on ensuring that as many people attended this conference as possible, and I have to say that this was one of the best conferences held by the NATO Association of Canada, and as a result of working on this conference, I not only reached out to the members of the Canadian Board of Refugees, but I reached out to students in the community. I went to the University of Toronto, Ryerson University. I posted up flyers. I made sure that as many people were made aware of this conference as possible, because I wanted everyone to have that opportunity to take part in this conference. And at the same time, I wanted as many people to have a chance to become more educated as to the various humanitarian challenges and the challenges associated with Syrian refugees and the current state of Turkey.
So, I mean, the association did a great job in creating awareness through the event. And I thank you for doing a great job on it. Can you tell me, in your opinion, what worked best to make this a success?
Thank you for asking that question. So what made this conference a huge success, in my opinion, was reaching out to as many people as possible. And that was quite the process, because this conference was something that is currently very relevant. And the topic itself is not only significant, but it's something that many people need to be engaged in or should at least become more educated about. So as I mentioned, I reached out to all of the organizations a part of the Canadian Refugee Board. I sent emails to each organization who is a member of that board. On top of that, I went on social media, posted on the NATO Association of Canada's Facebook page, Twitter page, reached out to as many people on social media as possible. And then once everyone knew about the conference day and the full details, I then was involved in all of the RSVPs. So ensuring that there was a list, organizing the list. The room was at the Banting Institute, and the amount of seats that were made available consisted of 191 seats. So I had to ensure that the RSVP list was not only organized, but that if there were any additional members of the board who wanted to attend the conference, I had to ensure that there was enough space for these individuals to have the chance to engage in the conference. So after ensuring that all of the invites were sent and after ensuring that the RSVP list was organized, I then went to the conference and I made sure that the speakers were there. I greeted the Consul General of Turkey and I made sure that everything went as it should have. So that involved delegating, I had a list, and every program editor had a duty or a responsibility. So I managed the responsibilities of the other program editors at the NATO Association of Canada who attended the conference. So we had someone greeting the individuals who were coming to attend the conference. We had someone who was responsible for technical support. Then I made sure to manage the needs of any of the guests, any of the speakers. So that was another program editor who looked after that. And then after the conference was done, you always want to make sure that everyone who attended the conference received a follow-up email.